This is KUT 90.5. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're downstairs in Studio 1A for some live music this afternoon. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. And it's really an honor to have this guest in. Her name is Adele. Probably heard of her. She's had an album out called 19 that recently walked away with a couple of Grammys. And the album's been hugely successful. She was just in town last week for a sold-out show at La Zona Rosa. It had been sold out for weeks and weeks. And we're pleased that she found a little bit of time in her busy schedule to drop by KUT and share some of her music. Welcome, Adele.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, good to have you here. And you're here with your guitar player, Ben Thomas.
Yes.
Well, let's have you do a song right off. What would you like to start off with?
Start off with Right as Rain. A bit chirpy.
Wants to be right as rain. It's better when something is wrong. You get excitement in your bones, and everything you do's a game. When night comes and you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off me. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart out, and now I've had enough of love. No, no, I. Who wants to be riding a high when you just crumble back on down? You give up everything you are, and even then you don't get a fire. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems. But at least when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off me. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart out, and now I've had enough. Oh, go ahead and steal my heart and make me cry again. 'Cause it will never hurt as much as it did then when we were both frightened, no one had blame. Wants to be right as rain. It's better when something is wrong. I get excitement in my bones, even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off me. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart out, and now I've had enough of. No room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off me. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart. Now I've had enough of love. Yeah, I'm alone. Oh, did you know? Oh, just go.
What a voice. We're here with Adele on KUT 90.5. That was the tune Right as Rain, which appears on her Grammy-winning album, 19. Well, first of all, congratulations on just the great success you've had over
the last year or so.
What's that like? I mean, you're, 20 years old, and so your career hasn't been going that long, and all of a sudden you become like a big star. What's that like?
It's really weird to kind of realize, really. Especially, it's two very different kind of ends of the spectrum with London, England, and here. It's a lot more extreme, how quickly it's happened. And I thought it happened really fast at home. It was kind of a similar way. Did a major TV in England. Jonathan Ross did a major TV here, SNL, and then I got a Brit Award, which is your Grammys. But there, maybe it's just because it's so small, it didn't. It was kind of okay to kind of carry on with it and not really kind of get swept up in it all. But here, it's just been insane because the record came out in June and I signed to a major label, whereas at home I'm with an indie. And for a while, for other people, it seemed like it wasn't going to happen on my first album. But for me, it already had happened. Just the opportunity to get to release my debut album in America was like a big enough deal for me. And then I cancelled a string of dates because there was stuff going on at home. And then it just seemed like I wasn't going to come back. And then I came back and did a New York show and the producer from SNL came and then I did that. And then the Grammy nominations happened. And it's literally since like November, my life has completely changed. Like worldwide. I don't really have anywhere to go and not be recognised anymore. Before, I used to love coming here and be like, yeah, I'll just go and do that. I'll go and do this. Now I can't really do that.
So the album was immediately successful in England, but it really kind of hadn't taken off here. And then you were on Saturday Night Live, the same episode with Sarah Palin, which drew a huge audience.
Yeah, huge.
The next day, the album just took off.
Yeah. And then the amazing news of the Grammy nominations. I really wasn't expecting that. Like, that's so far away from where I'm from. Like, I'm just some random girl from South London, and the Grammys, like, it's like the Oscars or something. And then it's amazing. And then to walk away with two was just.
And you went for Best New Artist, and also for your performance on a tune on
Chasing
on
Pavements.
Chasing Pavements.
Yeah, amazing.
Adele is with us here on KUT 90.5. You got another one for us?
Yeah, I'll do Chasing Pavements. I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't lust. No, this is love. But if I tell the world that I'll never say enough, cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do. If I end up with you, should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements? Myself up, then I fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Or should I give up? Or should I just keep chasing pavements? Just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads no way. Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up? Or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing pavements? Or should I give up? Or should I just keep chasing pavements? Even if it leads no way, or would it be a waste? Even if I knew my place, should I leave it there? Should I give up? Sidewalks, even if it leads nowhere.
Adele is our guest here on KUT 90.5, and that's a song that won her a Grammy for the best female pop vocal performance this past year. Mm. And I understand that comes out of a personal experience, that song.
Yes, the whole album does, but Chasing Pavements particularly. The boy the album's about cheated on me, and I knew he would, and I knew he was like trouble and bad news. But I needed to write an album, and there was just something about him. He was meant to come over to my house. We meant to kind of try and sort it out a little bit. Not that there's really anything to sort out if someone cheats on you. And he didn't come, and he was with the girl at this club, and his best friend told me. So I went down then, I punched him, and I got thrown out. And all my friends weren't allowed to come out and get me because the security thought that I might kick up another fight. And I wasn't in a fight. I was just like saying, like, you're an idiot, basically. And I was running away, and chasing. I was just like, what are you doing? Like, there's no one chasing you. You're not chasing anyone. You're just chasing an empty road, chasing a pavement. And then a light bulb flashed, and I ran home and started writing it.
I don't know about in England, but here in America, you seem to be put in with a group of other young English sort of soulful singers, Amy Winehouse, Duffy, to a lesser extent, maybe Lily Allen. Mm. Where do you see yourself sort of in that constellation? And are there others in England that we don't know about that are sort of...
Are there others? There's no, not really that would... I don't think that me... It's mainly me, Duffy and Amy that always get put in the same box. And I don't think that we are alike. Like, I think, you know, Amy's got a Motown thing going on. Duffy's got a Northern Soul thing going on. I think I'm really contemporary. I don't think that... I don't like reminiscing about the past with my music. You know, I am inspired by retro music and Motown and all types of soul and R&B and blues. But I don't want to write like a record that sounds like the 60s because we're in 2009. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's nothing on them two girls because I love them and I have their albums and I think that they're amazing. But it does get a bit frustrating sometimes when they treat us like gender, like a genre. I think it's a bit pathetic. But it is inevitable, so it's fine. But I don't think that any of us...
Well, you know, for what it's worth, I'd heard some of the song, you know, individual songs, and I remember you were kind of thrown in with Amy Winehouse. And then when I actually put the album on, it's really almost closer to... The overall feel is closer to a singer-songwriter album. I mean, it's like it's stripped down a lot more than, you know, kind of Amy's big sound.
But also, you know... I think that's probably because it was my debut record and I didn't want my first album to have a very specific sound like Amy's second record does because I was 18, 19 when I was doing that album and even now I still don't even know what I want to do with myself as a person, let alone as a musician. So I didn't want to kind of put anything in kind of stone by trying to make a sound up for myself. And I'm getting better like as I'm kind of getting older. That sounds really stupid because I'm really young, but like, you know, in the last 2 years, I've become a much better guitar player and I'm better at arranging songs now. Whereas before, I didn't want to just glitter my songs up and give all of my songs to a producer to make it sound like, you know, a Burt Bacharach song or something like that with, like, amazing arrangement on it. I wanted to show people that, you know, I write my own songs and I can play. I'm just not that great yet, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of going to be kind of like watching me develop as a musician as well as a singer and a songwriter.
Well, it's interesting because years ago, a singer such as yourself... They would have just given, you know, 10 to a dozen songs to sing by somebody else and you wouldn't even be writing them. And now, I mean, it's a whole different world that you wrote pretty much the whole album.
I enjoy writing. That's why, you know, and I think that was kind of one of the reasons that I got picked up by Excel was because it wasn't just like me singing like a Destiny's Child song that I like made a demo of and put it on my MySpace. There were these songs that they'd never heard of before and that they liked and turned out to be singles and stuff once the album was done. So, you know, I think that's what, and to be honest, with the first album, I was really stubborn. I didn't want anyone to write me songs, like, and I think that was kind of like an immature thing as well. Was like, I don't want other people writing my songs. I can write them, you know. Whereas now, if someone handed me a song like Bleeding Love or Crazy in Love, then I would really take it. Obviously, do you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like broadening my own kind of, I don't know, opinions on music and stuff like, and that has certainly happened over the last 2 years now that I like toured the world and met loads of singer-songwriters and just writers that don't want to be singers and stuff like that, you know. So I'm certainly more open to having songs given to me. But it's part of the amazing thing. I like writing songs. It's like, I have this joke that I write my emotions down and it's very true. It's good. It's vents my anger and my upset.
This is Adele with us today on KUT. So who are some of the singers who, I'll bet you, because of your age, the Spice Girls 10 years ago must have been pretty influential
to you. Yes, the Spice Girls were my life, and they were up until about 3 years ago. They were still my life when I was like 18. Spice Girls, they were like, that was the biggest thing ever. And I'm so like, so pleased that I was alive and a child when something like that was going on. It was like the Beatles again. I'm really pleased. I hope that when I'm a mum that like my kids have something like that just like takes over their life and like it's really like inspiring and stuff. I used to do like both their albums like and performance, my mum and her friends. My mum used to make spotlights with some table lamps and stuff like that. Like they were huge, but they never inspired my voice. Even from when I was like seven, I knew they couldn't sing. But they got great songs and they can dance and I can't dance. But Etta James is my favourite singer ever. Jill Scott is like one of my favourites and she's amazing live. Carole King, Karen Dalton, Billy Bragg, Bruce Springsteen. Spice Girls, Destiny's Child, lots of stuff. It varies really.
And you're going to perform with Etta James out at the Hollywood Bowl.
I know, it's amazing. Like, it was like 2 days before the Grammys. My agent, Kirk, was like, oh, we're going to ask. Because I was booked to headline the Hollywood Bowl for ages, but I was just a bit like, okay, 1 minute. So I went from playing the Hotel Cafe to playing the Roxy to playing the Wilton to playing the Hollywood Bowl. It's a bit too big of a jump. So I was just really concerned that it wouldn't sell out and that nowhere near enough people would know of me in California and stuff. So then to kind of make me feel better as a joke on me, he was like, I'm going to ask Etta James. And I was like, whatever. And then I won a Grammy and then she said, yeah. And they agreed to do it. And it's ridiculous. Like, it's amazing. So she's going to headline the show. Like, and then I'm going to co-headlining and go on before her. But hopefully we'll get to do a song together because that would be like, even if we don't get to do a song, it's going to be like the best day of my life ever.
She's a real sweetheart.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So I understand in concert you do a Sam Cooke tune.
Yeah, me and Ben have been playing together for like 5 years now. We went to school together. Mm-hmm. And my first little tour, which was in October 2007, which was around the time that Hometown Glory came out in the UK as a limited edition 7-inch. We did like 8 or 9 dates around the UK in tiny, tiny little like bars. And we couldn't play at the time. Like I hadn't really rehearsed singing my songs live mm-hmm. as an album, you know. And we had like, I think I gave us like 2 days to rehearse a set. we hadn't even started it yet. And I wanted a cover in it to kind of like a fast cover because most of my songs are slow. And then this song I heard, the guy that signed me and one of my best friends, who's also a singer-songwriter called Jack Pignate, he left us at XL and moved to Colombia in the UK. And he like tried to bribe us to like love him again by giving us like loads of box sets that hadn't come out. And there was a Sam Cooke one and me and Jack were listening to it in the car. We were like driving through Kingston or something in the UK, in London. And not in Jamaica. And this song came on and Jack was like, oh, I'm going to cover it. But he was already on tour and busy. So then I nicked it and we covered it and we've been doing it ever since.
Right. You want to do it for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, this is a song called That's It, I Quit, I'm Moving On. When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight. But lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it, I quit, I'm moving on. The other night we had the date and you showed up 2 hours late and though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Yeah, she smeared it every place, yeah. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you made me leave you made me tumble and fall. If I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Baby, I can take a lot cause I love everything you've got. Though your kisses from me, so if you've got someone else, I gotta go. And that you know. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. You made me want you, you made me leave you, you made me tumble and fall. If I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Baby, I can take a lot cause I love everything you've got. Though your kisses from me, so if you've got someone else, I gotta go, and that you know. So that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. So that's it, baby, I quit, though I'm moving on now.
Cool. Sam Cooke's That's It, I Quit, I'm Moving On. That was Ben Thomas there, accompanying on guitar and the wonderful voice of Adele.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much for having us. It's really nice. Thank you.
It's great. Whenever you come back to Austin, please
pay us another visit. I will be back in Austin. I will be back here, yes.
Terrific, and good luck. Do you have another album sort of on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm trying to write it. I can't really write when I'm working, like when I'm on the road, you know, just because like I'm so distracted, and any time that I get, I just kind of want to go and sleep or watch a film or just like mess around and not sit down and try and be serious and write a song. And also, I've got nothing going on when I'm on tour. I'm not like, I've got no drama going on, really. So, yeah, I'm just trying to do it when I'm... Because when I am at home, I'm not working anymore. I'm not doing... I'm saying working like it's a chore. It's not a chore. I love it, people. But I'm not promoting the album in the UK anymore because it's been out for over a year and released 5 singles. So when I'm home, I'm just nothing. I'm just being really normal.
And home is London.
Home is London, yeah. I just finished decorating my first apartment that I got.
Oh, good.
Well, I did a bit and then my mum did a bit.
Adele, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer, and support for live music here on KUT is made possible in part by Lexus of Austin, new and pre-owned automobiles and a Lexus level of service. Arboretum area, lexusofaustin.com. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be here till 3 o'clock. It's KUT 90.5.